America's great community radio station. This is New York State's most influential radio station, local and vocal, WVOX, where many different voices are heard in the land every day and every night. And now all over the world at WVOX.com. 1460 WVOX.
We have Vince on the line. Let's get to Vince. Then we got Chris after Vince. Go ahead. Vince?
Hello, Vince.
Vince, you there? Vince?
Next. Move on. Vince will call back.
All right. Chris, you there? Vince?
Chris?
Yeah. I'm here.
What? Chris, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, Chris, go ahead. What do you want to say?
First things first. Bonavista and Giuseppe.
Yeah, yeah.
did you get your Zeppelins and Stranges?
Oh, yes, I got them. My sister-in-law picked them up for us. I was in Jersey this weekend, and what a great time we had. We had the St. Joseph pastries, the whole nine yards. And you know what they brought me? It's the old Chalaroots. Remember them?
Oh, yeah.
When I was a kid in school, they were 15 cents, I remember. You get a little piece of angel cake on the bottom and whipped cream and a little strawberry, a little cherry on top or whatever. They were 15 cents. I asked my cousin, what are these things now? She said, Louis, they're $4.50 a piece now. I said, oh, not under me.
So, Chris, what's up in your world?
Well, thinking about the possible indictment of Trump, okay, in the context of my never Trumpism, okay, I think it's quite appropriate, okay, and I don't think it would have happened if he weren't running for president, and I think it makes it appropriate that he is running a president, considering what happened in 2016, okay. You have to remember, that was a close election, if you remember. He lost the popular vote. And I think it was only a matter of 70,000 votes that would have changed the outcome.
Well, you know, with me, Chris, I think this whole Stormy thing is she's a storm just passing a lot of bad wind. That's what I think. I think I really think this. I'm saying Trump's no angel here. Believe me, I'll be the first one to say it, Chris. He's no angel, and I. But I think this whole thing is crazy with, you know, dragging this back on. And I think the only reason why it's brought back in the forefront now is because the election's coming up. They see his name out there, and I think this is just a ploy, political football.
And, Chris, in addition, you have the late revelations, not revelations to those of us who followed it, but the latest revelations about the Biden benefits from communist China and the Chinese Communist Party, a classic case of distraction by the media, which we know by now is favoring Biden, but wants nothing more than for Trump not to run. So there may be merits to the Stormy case. I'm not saying that. I don't think his conduct there can at all be considered laudable. It's an embarrassment that he'd be associated with such goings-on. But let's face it, politicians do these things.
Yeah, but I understand. But it's a little different in this circumstance, okay? It was close to the election, okay? It was a very close popular vote, okay? And they didn't indict him then because he was elected president, okay? They didn't want to indict an elected president.
Well, we don't know. Well, let's face it. Until we hear a leak from the investigation, we don't know what motivated these actions. But let's face it, it's much ado about Bupkis.
You know
what I'm saying.
I'm not changing subjects here, Chris, and I agree what you say. But look at Biden. I was watching 60 Minutes the other day, and 60 Minutes, they had an old interview on about China's military and China's ships that they have in the South Pacific. They have more than 200 more ships than we have in their naval force. They're building airstrips for landing planes 300 miles off their coast or whatever. We have not acquired any, built any new ships in this country, by 2 or 3 years from there, they're going to have about 75 to 80 more ships, maybe 100 more ships than we have. They say that, our aircraft carriers are superior to their aircraft carriers, but they still outnumber us in ships and manpower. So, you know, this is something that, instead of worrying about with Trump, who he's sleeping with, who he's not sleeping with, this is a question the Democrats should be looking at. Maybe we need to balance our budget with our, for our military.
Chris, the evidence is, and Lou can speak with some authority here. He's a Navy veteran. Thank you for your service, Lou. Our Navy is, what, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, was at its lowest count of battle-ready crafts in maybe 20 or 30 years. I believe the situation was improved under Obama and Trump, and it's to their credit. But let's face it, the Chinese are making great advances over
of
us.
Of course they are.
And I think that the enrichment of clients of China, whether it's President Biden or only his family, I think that's really newsworthy. Chris, let's face it, if Don Jr. were receiving funds from the Central Communist Party of China, regardless, let's assume President Biden doesn't have any hand in the pie and Trump wouldn't need a hand in the pie. Don't you think it would be newsworthy? It would be on every night news?
Yeah, but that came out during the Trump presidency.
Yeah.
That's been investigated over and over.
Yeah, but now, but there are new revelations just this week. You've seen it,
yeah,
I'm sure.
All right. Yeah, new stuff comes up. It's got to be, we got to get to the bottom of it.
And President Biden just the other day said it didn't happen. I think Donald Trump would be pressed a little harder on this, and let's hope there is greater coverage. It's newsworthy. As to this Stormy business, you know what? I had no hand in this. I hope it passes. I think it's nothing, but Trump has only himself to blame for it, and that I agree with you on.
Yeah, right. And he's also doing a little incitement of if he gets indicted. You know, he's saying he wants protests. You heard that?
Yes.
You know,
well,
I agree with you. That's asking for trouble.
I also still believe that's why I think, in my opinion, DeSantis is the best choice for the Republican Party. I think that's my opinion.
There's a lot of good Republicans.
Yeah, there's a lot of good Republicans, but I think DeSantis, to me, when he carried the state of Florida and carried Miami-Dade so that he could get crossover votes, that's something that the Republican Party needs. I do not believe after January 6th, and I agree with you on that one, they'll never get crossover votes from the Democrats on that. And I think the best thing that could happen is DeSantis should run. I think Trump should just say,
who'll get crossover votes?
What?
You mean DeSantis won't get crossover votes?
DeSantis will get crossover votes.
You're saying but Donald Trump will not presidency, Trump presidential run would not get crossover
votes. Trump's not going to get crossover votes.
No, he's forever poison to the so-called soccer moms, middle-class moms. And that's
January
true.
And January 6th hurt him.
Right. Perception is reality, Lou, and I think you're right there.
Well, we have to see what happens, but I do think, you got to remember, he's on the same pit that he was in 2020, like he's talking about, inciting demonstrations and, he's...
Chris, I think you're right. I agree with you. I think he's asking for trouble. He should grow up, play the mature person, and let his supporters speak for themselves and wash his hands of it. If he's got a case, present it.
Why doesn't he face the charges?
In some type of
a normal way.
Chris, that's very brave of you. and I hope you're never in that position. But I don't blame him for fighting the charges and playing games. Chris, I don't blame him for playing games, but you're right. Messing around with demonstrations, Lou, you got to weigh in on this, right? Inviting demonstrations that we know there's a chance they will get out of control, like any one of 100 demonstrations of the left and the right the last few years, it's poison. He should give it up.
Let me tell you guys something. Chris, you should know about this, too. I'm union guy that I am, or whatever. When you have demonstrations and you have a union meeting and you have a couple of guys in there and you say, we're looking to get this percentage or whatever like that, or better medical benefits, and one guy got screaming at you, you can't get that many people in a crowd and think it's all going to be utopia, nice, peaceful, and it doesn't work like that in the real world. That's the problem with January 6th. Too many people there, one guy screaming, one guy... And one guy pushes another, and then it's a free-for-all or whatever. I think that was the worst thing that happened there.
It's a very fair point, and, you know, I hope March 21st, 2023 doesn't go down like January 6th with all its excesses, over-reporting, some truth and some falsehood. Chris, I think it's a valid point. I agree with you.
All right, thanks, Chris. Yeah, let's go to Vince. Vince, you on the line? Vince? All right, let's go to Larry. Larry, you there?
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hi, Larry.
Don't think I'm not listening to you. It's just your show's gotten so popular, it's hard to get through.
Thank you so much. Very kind.
Thank you, Clary.
Now, what's the beef?
I just like to make two statements and then walk on a third topic. There's no reason. First of all, if the people in Haiti have a wealth of minerals, the last place they should go to is the Den of Thieves on First Avenue called the United Nations.
I call it the coffee clutch. That's what I call it.
All right.
Yeah.
Have you heard of this trove of riches? I haven't heard of it.
No, I haven't heard of it either. We ought to take a piece of it to send back the illegals that came here illegally.
Okay.
You know? Secondly, no kid in the United States should go hungry. Did you see in the paper a few months ago where it said that the taxpayers of New York are paying $5 million a day to feed the illegals?
No doubt.
Yeah.
I believe it.
And if they say $5 million, it's got to be $10 million. So,
I'm glad you raised that, Larry.
Larry, hold on, Larry. We got to take a break. Hold on.
I'd like to talk more on that subject. But
hold on.
Hold that thought, Larry.
Hold the thought.
Well, I know where you go. I see where you've been. Don't you know by now you've got to take life on the chin? Still, you simple one. While the past is gone, baby, you'll go under if you don't get on. Don't misunderstand me. I realize it ain't easy to take. But you've been hiding, and I've been riding like the wind to find you. Hey, got you.
This is WVOX. This is WVOX at 1460 for Heathcote, Sterling Ridge, and Green Acres.
1460 WVOX.
All right, we're back, and go ahead. Go ahead, Larry. Larry, you there? Larry?
Larry, you there?
You there, Larry? Hold on. Nikki's saying hold on. Larry, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Larry, let me just respond to your point. It's a valid point and not often made enough. In addition to my objection to the over-distribution of school lunches to kids who don't need it, such as, praise the Almighty, my kids who never needed school lunches, we got them ready or we gave them what they needed to get their own lunches, you're absolutely right. Not only is there no policing of deservingness, there's also absolutely no policing or checking of even school belongingness. We know the problem. In a sanctuary city, in a sanctuary state, we now have sanctuary public schools, Larry. You know that.
Yeah.
And there's absolutely no enforcement, not even a respect for our national sovereignty. And when you raise it, no pun intended, the ceilings collapse on you. And that's wrong. We should respect our nation's sovereignty and still be as good and generous to all kids as we can be.
We should have a president that respects our sovereignty. I just want to bring up the last point. We see from the last caller, and all due respect, he's entitled to his opinions, Trump derangement syndrome. The evidence against Biden is so overwhelming, especially with the bank records coming out now, that, you know, I think he's guilty of treason. He's opened our borders. We have no protection. He sends billions of dollars over to the Ukraine to protect their borders. but our borders remain open.
I think you stated it perfectly. I'm not sure about the legal prescription now, but I will tell you his respect for Ukrainian border sovereignty is very impressive. He has none for Americans.
And Hunter Biden's laptop, that you heard about that, and we're just going to blank. So, you know, it's what should be goose for the goose is good for the gander, but it doesn't work that way. It's because the Democratic Party, the extended arm of the Democratic Party is the media. That's why these things happen. That's how I see it. That's how I see it.
The Democrats have weaponized our legal system. That's why they keep attacking Trump. I think Trump did a fantastic job in 4 years. I'd like to see him do another 4 years and then get DeSantis in there.
I agree with you.
Let me just respond. I think that's a welcome sentiment. I think Trump is, in my mind, discounting himself and discrediting himself, but I will agree with you, unfairly treated no matter how much he asks for it. And I think it's wrong. And you can't just credit the media. It's also, let's face it, the voting system. But the liberalization, or I'd say the corrupting of the voting system across the nation is the number one aid, or number two aid after the media, helping the left. That's not fair. It's not Hoyle.
All right, Larry, thank you.
One more thing. What Democrats are doing to Trump ought to scare every American.
Yeah, I agree.
With the weaponization of the
Larry, point made. I think you're right.
One last thing, Larry, thanks, before guys. You go. I'm an Italian kid. We had Sub Roussard and Brivolone in our lunchbox.
What? Yeah, is that?
We had Rolls on the South Side.
Yeah.
You'll have to explain that.
All right. Let's get to the next call. Mundo, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Mundo, what's up, man? How you doing? Great seeing you at the party there.
Oh, we had a blast, wasn't it?
Yeah, I had a great time, Mundo. Very good.
It was almost like a wedding.
I heard you on Dennis say that this morning. I totally agree.
Oh, man, it was fantastic. Man, seeing everybody, and then you try to piece the voices to all these people. And I finally got to meet everybody I wanted to.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, getting back to what this gentleman was just saying, he was so spot on, it's ridiculous. Trump hasn't done a damn thing wrong in the 4 years that he had everything up and running. There was nothing wrong. There was no inflation. Gas was down. Cars were moving left and right. As soon as Uncle Sticky Fingers started playing with stuff, the borders opened, the gas went up. Now you can't even afford milk and eggs anymore.
That's crazy.
Uncle Joe is doing a great job. The guy can't even walk and chew bubblegum at the same time. Okay? And clowns like the other one before, they'll keep dumping on Trump. Why? I'll tell you what. If Trump was still in the... if he was still in office, Putin wouldn't be doing what he's doing. The guy from China over there, he wouldn't be doing what he's doing because they feared Trump. We had the best military that there was.
I agree.
I'll tell you, Xi and Putin wouldn't be dancing cheek to cheek today as they are.
They're having a meeting in the Kremlin.
Yes, President Biden's expert diplomacy has driven our two greatest enemies or tormentors or competitors together like no president in history. I don't know what's going on here.
Armando, look at what he did in the Abraham Accords in Israel. He took two countries that were fighting like crazy and for years or whatever, brought them together in a peace treaty. You know, there hasn't been peace in the Middle East since Trump's been in office.
That's because everybody fears Trump. They know he's a psycho, which sometimes he is, but... You know what? Even Putin looked up at him because Putin's only 5'6". And then Trump is like 6'3". And he looked at him, and Trump looked down at him. And it probably in his eyes, he's probably saying, don't do anything stupid.
Okay, let me ask you something, Mundo. I can only tell you this. I largely agree with you. But, you know, the big question is, if President Trump gets the nomination, how do we get, let's say, your sister-in-law or your cousin who's, you know, middle of the road, the classic soccer mom, suburban mom or of that type. How do you get her to consider voting him for him again or for the first time? He does put a lot of people off.
Well, people have to go back and think. How were we 4 years ago? The border was closed. The gas was only $1.70, $1.80, maybe $2. The eggs were only $1.39. The milk was $2-something. Now, as soon as Sticky Fingers opened up the border, he don't know how to walk and chew bubble gum. Trump would have said, "All right, you want to play with the gas? No problem. I'll get all the oil I can from Alaska, and we'll start shutting down you guys. 1, 2, 3. And I don't need Arabs. I don't need nobody. I got enough oil in this country to last 400 years.
All right, Mundo, that's the music. We got to go.
Point,
thank you.
Point made.
Thank you. Good point. So, you think we can squeeze in Charlie? Can you get him on?
Hello. Give him a hello.
Charlie?
Last word, Charlie.
Hello, Charlie.
So you got
me hung up. All right.
Hello, Lou.
I just want to say one thing to Mundo. Thank you for the call, number one. And number two is that this is why I think DeSantis, even though everything he said is 100% I agree with, Mundo, but to me, DeSantis is the same thing with no baggage.
No problem at all. I agree with you. And
I think it's the same as Trump, but no baggage.
I wanted to call out Jamal Bowman, Congressman Bowman. Thanks for your town hall meeting next week. Let's have more of them, and let's cover all the subjects, not just freebies for electric cars.
All right. God bless everybody. 1460.